Sovereign and interest in your prayers this morning as we look in the Word of God. Look around. I know that some of you all remember the days when you wanted to get online and you had dial-up. To get connected to the internet, you dialed, you had your modem, you had to have a modem, and you dialed in and you heard all the squeaks and the squeals, and you waited till you could get connected. And sometimes I remember getting a busy signal, no connection. Remember also times that you would dial in and dial into the source where you could get information and dial in, and the connectivity, it was so slow. You say, I don't have a good connection. And so you'd cut off the connection completely and you'd redial back in to see if you could get a little better feed, a little better connection. Well, like by the help of the Lord to consider being connected this morning. To be connected, by definition, to connect means to join or to link or fasten together. It means to bind or unite, to establish communication between. And the Lord desires for us this morning that we be connected with Christ. And if there was one thing, I guess, to leave with you all today, I want to encourage and challenge each one of you to get and stay connected with Jesus Christ. There is something in all of us, I believe, saved and unsaved alike, that we have a desire for connection. We have a desire to be united, to be in communication with something or someone. And there is a desire for connection, and it takes something. We don't connect with everybody. When we think about human relationships, if you ever said, well, we just didn't connect. We just didn't connect. And why is the reason you don't connect with everybody? Sometimes you don't have any desire. Has there ever been someone you just really didn't have a lot of desire to connect with? You know, to have connection, you got to have a desire. And with God this morning, if we don't have a desire to be in unity with God, we're not going to be connected. We can come to church and we can have a profession, but folks, it's not enough to have an appliance and to have a power source, right? You can have a toaster sitting on the shelf and you can have a power source over here, but it doesn't do you any good until you connect your appliance with the power source. So we can come to service and we can have the doctrines and we can have all the right theology and we can even have the right testimony because most of us know the right words to say. We can have all those things in order, but we can still not be connected. In other words, this close-knit unity, oneness with the Lord. There is a great need in this generation for us to have a good connection with the Lord. And it is a reality that in our spiritual life, sometimes the connection gets a little bit fuzzy. Sometimes you can be talking on the phone, all of a sudden drops the call. What happened? You lost the connection. Sometimes in life you will find that things happen that you're almost wondering in your walk with God, was there a dropped call somewhere? I almost feel like I've lost the connection because things were going pretty good with God and me. But I lost the connection. That's a time you just pick up phone, you dial right back. I want to get a better connection. Sometimes in international calls, things are a little fuzzy. And so you say, can you hear me? And you're both trying to say, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And pretty soon you just hang up and you dial back. Let me call you back. I'm going to see if we can get a better connection. Folks, the Lord wants us to be connected with Him. The Lord has a desire to be in unity with you and me. But we're going to have a desire. Let's think about people for a moment. Because the illustration of the appliance and the power source, remember, it doesn't do any good until you plug it in. All right? So with people, if you want a connection with people, you're going to first have a desire. I don't know, many people don't say, but if I walked up to Aaron, I desire to be connected to you. You may look at me a little strangely. But you have to have a desire, don't you? You have to have a desire that I want to connect. Well, what is the foundation for connection? Normally, you connect with people that you find some common interest in, right? You get in a group of people, normally you're going to find people gravitating to the people that they have a common interest with. If you get three farmers in a room with three computer programmers, I dare say it's not going to take very long before you find two groups of people. Because it's a common interest. That's where clubs come from. Spanish club. That's the connection. We've got a common interest. We may have different homes. We may have different parents. We may have different interests in different, but we found a common interest, and so we found a connection through Spanish club. That's where clubs come from. Do you know that the Lord also wants us to be connected with His people? But to be connected, you've got to have a desire. If you don't have a desire to be connected with God's people, you're going to always feel this distance and this wall, and it's easy to put it on everybody else. But what we have to start doing is looking our own life saying, do I even want to be connected? Maybe I have a problem with my desire that maybe I need to have more of a desire to be connected, and that starts bringing some walls down when there's a desire for connection. Well, there has to be a desire, number one. Number two, there has to be a common cause or a common foundation. Do you know with the Lord it's the same way? We live in a time, a religious society that has a lot of praise and worship is kind of the vogue thing today. Praise and worship. But you know, praise and worship only goes so far. The reality of connection is that when I don't feel like praising, and it's Monday morning, and I'm living life, that there's still a connection with God. Because there's a common foundation that, Lord, I want to live like You want me to live. Not just on Sunday when there's a surge of emotion and there's a lot of praise and a lot of this going on. Not that anything's wrong with it in and of itself. But folks, connection goes beyond emotion. Every morning I wake up, I'm not crying with joy when I look beside me and my wife's still there. Oh, I'm so happy that just this surge of, oh, you don't know what I'm saying? Because life is there. But the connection goes beyond this surge of emotion. Those emotions are good. We need those emotions. If you go too long without them, something's wrong. But do you know every day with my wife is not a hot date. There's life to live. You understand what I'm saying? There's life to live, but the connection has to go beyond the feeling. It's the same way with God. The connection that we have is because we have a common foundation that, Lord, I want to serve You. I want to please You. Number three, for a good connection, there has to be a clearness. Do you know when there is not clearness in relationships with people, it's a fuzzy connection at best. Because there's something in the way. There's something that needs to be cleared up. And if there's not a desire, number one, it's not going to happen. Number two, if you don't find a common cause, it's not going to happen. But if there is a problem that is unresolved in people's relationships, it's difficult for there to be a good, close connection. Because it hinders something. It hinders the unity. It hinders the free flow. And it means then that someone is the responsible party is going to have a desire to clear that up so there can be connection. And then there has to be, number four, as the Lord gave it to me, there has to be communication. You want connection? You say, all right, I have a desire to be connected. Got a common cause. We found this common interest. We've cleared up all the barriers and the misunderstandings or maybe the mistakes or the failures, or maybe it just made a big old mess. Been cleared up, and now there's got to be communication. It's difficult to be connected with God, folks, without those four things as well. Very difficult to be connected with God. The scripture says in John 15, verse 4, says, abide in Me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. You know what abiding is? It's connection. Be connected with me. Would you dwell in me? It was the invitation of Christ. I want to be connected. I want you to abide in me and me in you. And then he said this, a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Folks, if we want to prosper spiritually, the answer is getting connected with the Lord. And if we're struggling spiritually, this is the answer. Get connected to the Lord. And you say, but I'm saved. Folks, there have been times, I'm saved, but sometimes there's some interference. Sometimes there's some interference and it's hindering the connection. He said, you can't bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Do you know this morning that without Christ, everything else in life is going to end up being in vain? So if we don't abide in Christ, this is what's going to happen. Because we all have a desire, even whether we acknowledge it or not, most people have a desire for connection of some kind or another. So if we're not connected with Christ like we ought to be, what happens is we're going to tend to start looking for connections somewhere else. The Lord is interested in the connections that we're making. Some of them the Lord wants. Folks, the Lord wants us as the body of Christ, as we are connected with Christ, that we are connected with one another. He wants us to be connected with family. Family is important. He wants us to be connected. It takes work. It takes desire. It takes a common cause. It takes a clearness. And it takes communication. But if we don't connect with the Lord like we should, what I found in life is that in our experiences with the Lord, if there gets to be some interference, if we don't do a quick redial and examine our life to be sure there's no interference because I want to stay connected with the Lord, I've seen happen in many people's lives is they start looking in other places for connection, less healthy connection, and they end up losing out with God completely. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's because I'm not connected with God. I'm not abiding in Him. Abiding means something very deep. You're rooted in Him. You cannot easily separate. So on the days that you're not feeling just emotionally real joyous in the Lord, I'm gonna stay connected. Because I still have the desire. I'm gonna examine my life. And folks, that is where faith carries us through even some of the dry times spiritually, and we can keep connected. So he said, abide in me. Do you know that everything else is gonna end up being in vain? And what happens when we're not connected in Christ is the leaves gonna wither and the fruit's gonna rot. There's not going to be new life. Because folks, we only have true life this morning as we're connected in Christ. Coming to church is important. You know why? It keeps you connected. It connects. There's a connection there that's important. But in Christ, if we are not connected to Christ, we can come to church and we can have a belief system. Folks, it's not going to produce spiritual fruit. We must get connected. And I can just hear the Lord saying to us this morning, can you come closer to me? I love to see a father holding the hand of his young daughter. Have you ever just at the store walking through a parking lot? You seen a father holding the hand of his little daughter. That does something to me. Because it's a picture of security. It's a picture of a little girl placing her trust in someone bigger than her, that I want to be connected. And then I know with my children walking through the parking lot and you see a car start to back up, you move them on the other side of you. In other words, if anybody's going to get hit, they can see me better than they can see you. Let me do some interference here. Do you know that's what the Lord, that's the benefit of being connected with God this morning? that the Lord will walk with us. He went on to say, I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Folks, if you want to prosper spiritually, I am not taking away from any other doctrinal truths this morning. But it's not going to do any good for us unless we connect with Christ. It's not going to do us any good. He said, without me, you can do nothing. So you can have your form of godliness. We can have all our ducks in a row, so to speak. But folks, if we are not plugged in with Christ, and that is something that nobody else can do for me. I can't get it from coming to service. I can get connected and it can benefit and it can encourage me. That's why we're here this morning. I want to encourage you to get connected with Christ. And as you're connected with Christ, it will sure help in your other healthy connections with His people and with other good things in life. But He said, without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and withered. Verse 7, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Now, this is the blessing of being connected with God Christ. He said, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. He said, I need more grace. I need more of this in my life. How do I get this? Get closer to the Lord. You know what? A lot of the things that we struggle with and maybe we even agonize and we battle with, what do I do and how do I handle this and how do I... Sometimes we don't have all the answers. But folks, it works when we can say, Lord, I want to get a closer connection with you. And it just seems like it has a way of just starting to work in all these other areas of our life. Because without me, you can't do nothing. So I don't know what to do, but Lord, I know I can get closer to you. This morning, is there any area in our life that we can get closer to the Lord? Are there any areas in our life that we could get rid of some of those things that are interfering between us and our connection with the Lord? The scripture teaches us, and we won't read it all, we read about Enoch walking with God. The scripture says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and then it says, and Noah walked with God? Well, think about that dad and his little girl. Walking with God means they were connected. It means they had a desire to please God over everything else. Folks, I want to walk with God. So, what are your connections this morning? Who are we connecting with? Do you know who you are connected with helps brings about your identity? Because who your companions are reflects on you, right? Your last name reflects your family, doesn't it? That's kind of part of all of our identity is who you are. Oh, you're a Smith, you're a Sorrel, you're a Slee, you're a Bird, you're a French fry. Those types of things, you're a Cook. Those things were associated by our last name. That's part of our identity. Folks, it's important that the connections that we make in life, that they're healthy. I want to be known more than anything else. I want to be a man of God. That's what I want. So how can I be a man of God? I've got to get connected. I've got to be connected with Him. And if I don't want people to see that connection, that identity in me, it means something is wrong with my desire. If I don't want people just to, oh, you're one of the saints, aren't you? Well, I know them and I, you know, this distance of God's the saints. You know, those people that dress a little differently and don't do everything everybody else does and just a little different. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because as I get connected with God, I'm not ashamed of His people. I'm not ashamed of you this morning. Because we have a common foundation that goes beyond our jobs. It goes beyond our last name. It goes beyond Spanish. It goes beyond, I'm using that because I know some of the children have made that. But it goes beyond these earthly things. Because there's nothing more binding than the common cause in Jesus Christ. So he walked with God, and we can ask what we will. David said it this way in Psalms 91, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. In Him will I trust." You want that kind of refuge? You know, sometimes we can walk outside of God's umbrella and we get wet with the storm. You ever walk with someone that's holding an umbrella? Most umbrellas, if you're gonna walk with someone with an umbrella, you've got to get pretty close to them, don't you? If you're kind of like this, you're both getting wet a little bit. But if you sidle up together, there's a refuge. Folks, there are so many things, young people, there are so many things that are vying for your attention and your connection. I want to encourage you this morning to get close to Jesus Christ. Get close to Him. You don't have to be afraid of Him. He's not going to bite you. He's going to be a refuge for you if you'll get just real close. How do we connect with God then? Mention one of the things for connection is communication, right? Have you ever had a desire to be connected with someone and there's no communication? How's it worked? Doesn't work, does it? Because a lack of communication causes a breach in connection. Have you found that to be true with God? If you want to connect with the Lord, folks, we're going to have to communicate with Him. And part of that is praying, taking time to pray, to talk to the Lord, to connect with Him. Do you know it's good to listen to advice and counsel? It's good to hear the preaching of the Word. Those things are important. But do you know that there is no substitute for your personal time that you communicate with the Lord and give Him time to talk to you and for the Lord to talk to you through His Word? Sometimes, folks, when we neglect to read and pray, it starts hindering the connection. We say, well, what's wrong? You haven't been communicating. And communicating, it takes concerted effort. And do you know when we communicate with the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord can be faithful? And Justin mentioned it Wednesday and must have talked about it last Sunday. But when you hear the Spirit saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. If you want to hear that, how do I hear that? Getting connected with the Lord, taking time to pray and read the Word of God. I thought it was noteworthy that in the first Psalm, very familiar Psalm, but it said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Who are you listening to? You listening to yourself? Listening to the flesh? You listening to the philosophy of the world to base your decisions on? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Goes on to say, but his delight is in what? In the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That doesn't mean I'm reading my Bible all through the day. It doesn't mean, I confess, I don't pray 5 hours a day. But it means that connection with God is that there's a continual prayer in your heart. Is just whatever you do, there's just this communication between you and God. The more communication, the more power. And the scripture went on to say in Psalms 1, it said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Folks, a tree planted by the rivers of water, there's a root system there. Whatsoever he doeth, it's going to prosper. The leaves aren't going to wither. We're not going to dry up spiritually because I'm connected with Christ. So regardless of what's going on around about me, regardless of the difficulties of life, if we can stay connected with Christ, folks, our leaves will not wither. We're going to make it. We say, how is there hope with all of the influences on our young people? And we see so many falling away. Folks, the answer is in connection. So I entreat you in the Lord this morning, all of us, Lord, help us to connect with Him. And if the connection's a little fuzzy, then I want to get rid of that fuzziness. I want to get a little bit closer. I want to clear up things that may be hindering that. There is a passage of Scripture in James 4 that the Lord ministered to me on as he began giving me this message. James 4 verse 6, it says, "But God giveth more grace." I need grace. Who is the giver of grace? It's God. Do you know that when we are connected with God, that's where we get grace? But the Scripture talks about connection. It doesn't spell it out. But the Lord began opening this up. "He giveth more grace, wherefore God resisteth" who? "The proud, but gives grace to the humble." So if we want to be connected with God, there's something we're going to have to get rid of. It's called pride. Pride in my own thinking. Pride in my own opinions. Pride in my own ways. Because God resists pride. If you want to walk with the Lord this morning, we're going to have to humble ourselves. Recognize, Lord, I'm dependent on You. I need You, Lord. And when we can do that, folks, do you know that clears up that communication line with the Lord? And He'll give you grace. I have found this works really practically. This isn't just theology. Let me ask you all something. In relationships with people, have you ever had any difficult moments? And you were going to stand up. There's just, you know, self just kind of rises up there and then you fail the Lord. You don't have the patience that you ought to have. Or you say something that just probably wasn't quite as kind as it could have been. And then you feel bad about it. It's like, I should have done better. I didn't have the grace that I should have. What was the problem? What was the root of the problem? It was pride. It's not an issue of what they did or what she did or what he said or what he didn't do. What caused me to fall short of what I should have been? Just a little bit of pride. Just stand up for self a little bit. But I have experienced that place of decision. You can do what the flesh wants to do, or you can humble your heart. You don't have time to get on your knees. But the Lord gives us a place of decision. He said, "Lord, I submit. Help me to humble my heart to You." And you find the grace to conduct yourself like the Lord wants you to. Connection. God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Do you know submission has to do with this interference that we were talking about? As Paul said, "Herein do I exercise myself always, to have a conscience void of offense toward God and man." In human relationships, have you noticed how if something happens and someone misbehaves themselves very poorly, and does not clear it up, how it hinders connectivity? Right? Well, what about with God? Are we quick to come back to the Lord and say, "Lord, I should have done better, and I'm sorry"? Submit yourself to God. If you know what the Lord wants you to do, and maybe you just haven't really been as obedient as you should have been, or you didn't ask, talking in Sunday school this morning, you don't ask your parents because you know what they'll say, so you don't ask, you just do it. Why ask? You're going to do what you want to do anyway, so you don't even ask. You just do it. How wise is that? It's not wise. What about with God? I kind of know He doesn't want me to do it, but if I pray about it, it's going to bring accountability, so I'm not going to pray about it. Well, that tells me I already know what God wants me to do. So if there's been things in our lives that maybe we know God really, maybe it's not sin, but just some of those things that aren't real edifying for us spiritually, folks, those are the things that will hinder our connectivity with Christ. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. And then He said, "Draw nigh to God, and He shall draw nigh to you." Talking about desire. you have a desire to connect with the Lord this morning. I grew up hearing my dad telling us, he said, if you take one step toward the Lord, he'll take two to you. In other words, the Lord will honor our desire if we want to be connected. The Lord is going to work to that end as well. You're not going to have to carry the weight of it, but we're going to have desire to be connected. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Can saints be double-minded? We're still in the flesh. And I know there's some other theological issues we could discuss. But sometimes we're double-minded. The flesh wants this, and God wants this, so then I have to say, where do I want my connection to be? Do I want to be connected with the flesh and with things I want, or do I want to be connected with Christ? And so, Lord, I'm going to submit myself to you. That double-mindedness, Lord, I want to love you because the scripture says, and there are many scriptures that bring it out, but he said, as my Father hath loved you, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. In other words, stay connected. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide or stay connected in my love. This morning, connection with God brings about security. We are living in such an insecure world. You want to be secure? Get connected with Christ. You young people, each and every one of you children and young people can make it. You can make it and live a successful Christian life. But you're going to have to get and stay connected with Christ. We had a problem, and we're starting to have problems again. We had problems for a long time with our DSL, with our internet connection. I had different people coming out trying to diagnose the issue. One of the problems is we were about the furthest away from the box that you could get. So we were on the tail end of things. And one of the guys was trying to ramp up, give us a higher speed. And it changes the frequency. Well, really, because we were such a distance, finally a very knowledgeable tech told us, he said, you don't want a higher speed. You will get better performance because that wavelength will reach your house better at a lower speed and you'll actually have better connection. You know what? I don't know how to diagnose. I have a big enough issue and problem because I'm flesh and blood. I want to keep my relationship with the Lord clear because I want to stay connected. But one trip to the altar is good. But you know, this is about a daily experience with the Lord. That, you know, I'm feeling some distance, Lord. What am I going to do? I'm going to go seek other connections, or I'm going to say, Lord, I want to draw closer to you. And if there's things maybe I've gotten a little lax in, help me just to be a little more careful, adjust that wavelength, Lord, because I want to stay connected. Folks, I know there are so many different things that we could talk about and burdens we could share this morning about concerns that we have for this generation, making it spiritually. But I believe this morning that this will take care of the highest percentage of the struggles and the difficulties. Get connected with Christ. And when you've been connected, you're going to have to work at it sometimes. Maintain the connection just like relationships with people. Desire, common foundation, clearness, and communication. And that's what we're going to have to do with the Lord also. So may the Lord bless you all. Let's get connected. And if you're connected, let's stay connected and let's keep the connection clear.